Welcome to Agent Driven Development. Today, the board memo version, four sessions, four decisions, one operating plan, five things to know. One, AI integration needs dedicated leadership, not just IT support. Two, AI strategy requires clear capital allocation and continuous learning. Three, an operating model clarifies AI decision-making and accountability. Four, AI risk management needs an independent oversight function. Five, continuous feedback loops drive successful tech adoption. Now the piece. I will search for the content of the post titled The Board Memo Version. Four sessions, four decisions, one operating plan in the content posts directory. Most executive teams are not misaligned on the destination. They are stuck on which decision to make first, in what order, and with which constraints visible. This is not a framework exercise. It is a structured engagement for executive teams when the stakes are real and the room is private. The output is a decision-grade operating plan, not a strategy artifact. It is a concrete, risk-aware execution package the board can hold leadership accountable to. We call it the four sessions model. You know, artificial intelligence is changing your economics, but you're not aligned on what to do first. Maybe your engineering organization has pockets of progress, but no enterprise execution system. Individual teams are moving, but the organization is not. Your leadership team has opinions, but no shared decision model. The board wants speed, operators want safety, and managers are stuck in the middle. Internal politics, incentive misalignment, and functional blind spots are often stronger than good intentions. You cannot whiteboard your way through this in one leadership offsite. You need structure, sequence, and objective pressure testing. This process requires the right seats in the room. That means the chief executive officer or business unit general manager, the chief technology officer or chief information officer, the chief financial officer or finance delegate with budget authority, the chief human resources officer or chief people officer, the head of product, the head of engineering, and a risk or legal representative. If these seats are missing, the process degrades fast. The first session defines the end state in 2.5 to 3 hours. We get one definition of success across business, technology, and operating constraints. The output is a signed end state statement on one page, not a slide deck. We define metrics in the room and list every explicit constraint from regulatory to budget limits. Without this, everything after it is theater. The second session takes 1 to 2 weeks to map the current state. We run 12 to 20 stakeholder interviews to map how work actually flows from idea to production. We analyze queue and wait states across functions and look at whether controls are required or just habitual. This phase prevents wishful planning. The third session is where you select the path. We evaluate four pathways against economics, risk, and talent viability. You choose one. This is a decision gate with ownership assignment. There is no ending that suggests we explore all options further. You look at the time to impact at 90, 180, and 365 days. The fourth session is the decision brief. We build a 90-day execution blueprint and a 12-month operating roadmap. This includes workstream structures, governance cadences, and budget implications. The final brief is decision grade. It is an implementation charter with weekly operating reviews, monthly executive reviews, and quarterly board checkpoints. You might ask, why not use a firm like McKinsey or Boston Consulting Group? Large firms are world-class at broad strategic framing and enterprise transformation programs. They build polished analysis and executive narratives quickly, but this model adds a point of view grounded in day-to-day artificial intelligence native software execution, not theory about it. We still build, we still ship, we still run the same workflows we recommend. This process puts strategy and execution in the same room. It provides practitioner depth where most firms have analyst depth. To make this work, you need one executive sponsor with authority. You need full attendance from required leaders with no delegates who cannot decide. You need honest disclosure of constraints and a willingness to make a decision, not consensus. A decision at the end of 4 weeks of structured work, the board holds a signed operating plan they can hold you to. It includes a current state bottleneck register with quantified impact and a 90-day blueprint with named owners. Delay makes this more expensive. Most teams delay the core conversation because no one has structured it. Four sessions structures it. You should decide when your leadership team sits down.
Thanks for listening to Agent Driven Development. Find more at agentdrivendevelopment.com.